Boy, there's no real easy way to say this, but, look, you're a simp. I'm gonna have to report you back to Cusco.
That's right, this is episode 48 of the Ferris Podcast of them all. Joshua Ferris here, bringing you a pretty controversial episode this week, because we're talking about simps. That's right. You know, there is a long debate going on about, you know, what's the difference between being a simp and being a gentleman? And I am here to spell that out for you today. So before we get started, we're going to have to talk about how not to be a simp, and we're going to have to define what a simp actually is. Okay? So, you know, maybe you're playing Call of Duty with the boys, you're playing Fortnite, whatever. You get a message from a girl and you immediately drop what you're doing and respond right away. You know, and all of your friends are saying, oh, there you go, simping again. Or no matter whatever you seem to do, you just seem to get called out as, you know, being a beta male, a simp, you bend over backwards, and you've just had enough. You know, well, don't worry, you're listening to the right episode today of the Ferris Podcast of them all, because I've got you covered. So before we dive any deeper into this, we're going to have to decide what a simp is. Okay, so the word simp actually originates from the abbreviation of simpleton, which is a name for someone that is silly or foolish, but due to a mix of meme and today's modern culture and social media, there is a new definition of the word simp that has formed. I'm not going to express what simp actually stands for. If you want to do the research and find that, you can, but I'm not going to say it. But simp, you know, is a short term used to describe a man who puts himself in a subservient or submissive position under a woman in the hopes of winning them over, without the female actually giving any input herself. And to make it even more simple, a simp is a guy that will do anything, absolutely anything, to please a girl, whether it's giving attention, time, money, whatever it may be, in an attempt to receive affection from a girl. And now some will argue and say that it's just being gentlemanly, but there is a definite difference between being a gentleman and being a simp. Okay, there is, like I said, it's all about settling the debate of what a simp is this week. Because it is. People will say, well, no, I'm just being nice. I'm a gentleman. I'm doing what a man should do. I'm acting chivalrous because that's how relationships should be. And I will admit, you should be chivalrous. If you are a man, you should be a good man, you should be a gentleman, and go above and beyond. However, you don't have to be a simp to do that. I have to make that clear. You do not have to simp to be a nice guy, to be a gentleman. There is a difference, and that's what this episode's all about. We're diving into it. Because, for context, we have the simp power rankings in the fraternity I'm in. It's something we've started in, and I'm on the board. I'm on kind of the commissioner of the simp power rankings right now. And I will have people say, well, why do you have me on the list? I'm just being a good guy. I'm being a gentleman. And I'm all for being a gentleman and fostering a happy and healthy relationship. There's nothing wrong with that, and that's how it should be. But I've got to make this episode today because people will argue and refute why they're on the list. And I'm here to set the record straight today. We're doing it now. You know, a gentleman is chivalrous, courteous, an honorable man that not only respects others, but also himself. A gentleman has goals. They have ambition to achieve the goals they've set out and created. They're charming, particularly to women, but it's not just exclusive to that. And a gentleman usually knows kind of what he wants in life and has a plan set out to get there. On the other hand, a simp doesn't actually treat women with respect, or themselves for that matter, as they're actually manipulatively trying to impress a woman by bending over backwards for her. So there are some common characteristics here of what a simp is. But before I get into that, I want to point out that the simp isn't actually doing what they're doing for respect for the relationship or themselves. They're merely doing it to impress the woman. They don't actually have any goals in mind or anything. They're just making it up as they go because everything they do is to bend over backwards and impress that woman. That's what they're doing. And so here's how you're going to tell if you're a simp. These right here are the signs that suggest you're simping. And I'm just going to run through the list here. You put girls on a pedestal. No matter what a girl does, you don't see any fault in what they're doing. You can't criticize them in any way as they are superior to you in your eyes. Now again, there is nothing wrong with valuing women. That's what a gentleman would do. But a simp elevates them to an imaginary pedestal that they can do no wrong because they are like a superior being. Straight simping. If you get told off by them, you know, this happens a lot in a simpy relationship. It's as if your girlfriend has become your boss, or maybe worse, even your parents, because she constantly tells you how to talk, how to act, how to dress, and ultimately be yourself. And if you're okay with that, you're straight simping. Also, if you're overly invested, some guys get so emotionally invested into girls that don't even know them. They wait on girls hand and foot in hopes they'll be noticed. Also, this can be in the context of guys that are constantly on social media all day, typically lend themselves to becoming simps. If you're overly invested, again, there's nothing wrong with being invested. That's not the issue. But to the point when it becomes unhealthy and it's overly invested, you're straight simping. Also, if you're manipulated by girls, some men will do absolutely anything for a female's attention. They'll often let a woman basically walk all over them in the chance of gaining something out of it. Girls will ask you to do something and you'll go do it straight away. Even if there's no benefit to you at all, you're just gonna, no hesitation, straight go for it. And they might even play some kind of guilt trip on you just because they know kind of this weakness you have of being so nice. Again, there's nothing wrong with being a nice guy, but if you're just manipulated by girls constantly and you're okay with that in hopes of, you know, gaining some attention, you're straight simping. So if any of these things have sounded familiar to you, it might be a good idea to start changing your behavior to better yourself and actually become a better gentleman. So I've got some tips on how to stop being a simp. Because again, I want to express, I think I've made it clear, but just to reiterate, there is absolutely nothing wrong with being a gentleman. That's how it should be. You should be a gentleman. You should show respect to women if you're a man. You should value women in your life. You should invest in women in your life. However, you can't do it in hopes of getting gain out of it, because that's not gentlemanlike at all. That's not chivalrous. That's not doing the right thing, because it's very manipulative. If you're just trying to impress women by bending over backwards, you're not actually doing any good for yourself or for the woman or the relationship. You know, treating people with respect, being kind, fostering a happy and healthy relationship is the right thing to do. But it should be a part of your goals and your plan for yourself and the relationship. It shouldn't just be something you're doing for a satisfactional gain for yourself. So now I'm going to dive into the tips I have to stop being a simp. First and foremost, you have to stop looking for validation. You know, you may come from a rough upbringing through childhood, or maybe you're not the most popular person in the world. maybe you're seeking validation from women because you lack self-confidence. I will admit, I have been in this boat before. I'm not anymore, but I had been in the past. But so if you're in this boat, you try to do things to impress females for respect. You know, but ultimately, girls are more attracted to a confident man who isn't seeking approval and somebody who is sure of themselves. It is nice to have approval of others, but the way to get it is to have high levels of self-respect, or maybe even better, not necessarily care what other people think about you in the first place. So you can boost your confidence and eliminate the seeking and yearning for validation by empowering yourself with positive self-talk. Some examples, you know, I am worthy of a healthy relationship. I am confident. I have a great personality. I have the ability to draw the right people into my life. Just constantly reaffirming of who you are, what you want, and where you're going to go will eliminate the need to constantly look for that validation. Also, don't always be available. Now, I kind of don't agree with this 100%, but I agree with certain aspects to it. But basically, a simp seems to have all the time in the world for the person that they're simping for. If you're straight simping, no matter what you're doing, you carve out time for the person you're simping for. Now, I will say, it is always good to be available, to be flexible, and be there for people. But there's a difference between that and constantly just dedicating all of your available time to that, to simp. Okay, so there is a fine line, and you have to toe that line. Because it is good to be a gentleman and be there and let people know you are there for them. So in that aspect, always make sure you are available to listen and help people. However, don't cross the line of just absolutely always changing your schedule to make yourself available to simp and gain their attention. That's where it becomes a problem. Also, a big thing, trying too hard. Okay? There is a difference between putting in effort and then overexceeding that and trying way too hard. When you're trying too hard, it never goes as planned. And then it makes you feel like you've done something wrong, and anxiety levels rise and you crumble as a person. To get around this, there's a very simple get around of trying too hard. And it's honestly the only way to get around it. And that's to be 100% yourself. It's no good being able to trick a girl into liking you, and then when she gets to know the real you, you're totally different. I'm not saying that you have to learn how to be a better version or whatever. What I'm saying is you have to be yourself. And if you notice you have flaws, you can work and improve on them. And that is good, becoming a better person. But don't ever lose your authenticity. And far too often, simps try way too hard and they don't actually stay true to themselves. They don't show the real gentleman that they may be, because they cross that simp line. They get that simp syndrome, and they try far too hard. Another thing you can do to avoid becoming a simp is stay strong. And now, I don't like how this is worded from the sources I found, but multiple sources I found have said, girls are going to try to test you. I don't necessarily agree with that statement. I don't like how that's worded, but I do think, when it comes to finding a relationship, and this applies to men and women, when they're trying to find a relationship, they're going to make sure that they're finding the right person. They want to find the right fit and the right happy and healthy relationship. So I won't necessarily say they would test you, but they will kind of vet you to a certain extent because they want to make sure you are the person for them. And there's nothing wrong with that. Men and women both do this alike. However, you can't become weak in that moment. It goes back to staying true to yourself. You have to stay strong and stay committed to wanting to be a nice guy, to do the right thing, foster and promote a happy and healthy relationship while staying true to yourself and staying true to who you are. Again, that's what it really boils down to. Being yourself. Not bending over backwards, not being spineless. You have to know who you are and what you want and go for that in a happy and healthy way. Or else, you're straight simping. If you can't stay strong, you need to work on that. And the last thing to avoid being a simp when it comes to relationships, it is absolutely crucial. It is so important to set boundaries, not just for the girl, but for yourself and for how the relationship is going to progress. You have to be open about what you want, and you also have to know when it's time to let go. You can't blame the girl for everything. Either you're the one that's simping, or, you know, because she hasn't forced you to simp. So you're the one simping. Because she has never forced you to do that. The main problem with setting boundaries, you just have to communicate it. If the communication is not clear, it's not actually been done. You have to be honest. And this doesn't just apply to being honest with females. In anything you do in life, you have to be honest. But when it comes to this topic specifically about simping, you got to tell them if you don't appreciate something. Because if you constantly just give in, it's going to snowball and just get worse. It's not going to change. You know, guys struggling to stand up for themselves, again, that relates to being strong. But if you know that you're right, or you know you don't like something, or you know something's not healthy, you have to stick to your guns on that issue. And that goes with to men and women alike. You know, women can simp too, but typically men are your simpers. They'd be straight simping. And that's why I've made this episode. I wanted to clearly define the difference between a simp and a gentleman. Because there is a difference. You have to find that difference. I encourage all people seeking a relationship, you know, to be chivalrous, to foster and promote a happy and healthy relationship. That is honestly what it is all about. However, you cannot just do it. Bend over backwards. You cannot have no actual intent and motivation behind what you're doing. Because if that's the case, you're straight simping. Plain and simple. You know? Plain and simp. That's what it be. And it do be like that sometimes. You know, personally, I've been a simp before. I believe I've come a long way. Now I'm in a happy, healthy relationship. We both communicate very well. When problems arise, if the other person does something that the other person doesn't like, we communicate that. We always stand up for ourselves, but we also stand up for each other. We always try to be courteous and kind of not only to ourselves and our own feelings, but also to our partners. Because that is truly what a happy, healthy relationship is. Being a gentleman. I will go out of my way to make sure my girlfriend feels loved and is happy. Not because I have her on this just high pedestal for no reason. I truly just value her and I want to invest in her. Because I care and I love her. That is promoting a happy, healthy, good relationship. I'm fostering that. And I'm trying to be a gentleman while I do that. I'm not simping, though. I'm not doing it in hopes of getting something in return. I am not giving her time and attention and love in hopes of receiving time and attention or anything like that. I'm doing it because I truly care. And that is how you determine the difference between a simp and a gentleman. That's going to wrap up this episode this week. This was episode 48. We are approaching the milestone of episode 50 here on the fairest podcast of them all. If you have anything you would like to have covered on an episode, or if you would like to be a guest, reach out to me. You can get a hold of me on my social medias. Specifically, you can get a hold of me on Twitter, at Ferris Podcast. Like, share, subscribe, follow, tweet at me. You know the drill. That's what you got to do so we can keep coming back and keep growing. That's what it be about. So like I said, thanks for listening. Thanks for all the support. As always, stay tuned, hang tight until next week's episode. Make sure you tell a friend, tell your mom, tell your pets if you got pets. You just got to tell somebody to listen. But until next week's episode, go out there. If you're trying to find a happy, healthy relationship, I encourage you to be a gentleman while you do it. But you have to know the difference between being a simp and being a gentleman. So until next week's episode, stop the simping and start fostering and promoting a happy and healthy relationship as a gentleman.